I have not dreamt about it. When I sleep like dead. Yes, somebody wanted to measure the gamma waves in my brain.
Said, our machines are saying you're dead.
For example, when I sleep, I'm not aware of that, or when I dream, I'm not aware that I'm dreaming and it's not, I think it's real. So I wanted to ask you what happens to you when you sleep. Can you go back? Yeah.
Who told you I sleep?
I don't know, I thought every human being has to sleep. Or what can we do about that to be more aware of it and aware of sleep?
One thing is, unfortunately, there's no entertainment in my sleep. I don't dream. I have not dreamt at all for a long time. There's simply no dream. I just, when I sleep, I sleep like everything is dead. That's why I sleep very few hours, because I sleep like I'm totally off, completely off.
So you're aware that you're sleeping?
You're always thinking awareness is mental alertness. Mental alertness is different. Awareness is different. If you term mental alertness as awareness, then your dog is much more aware than you. But that's not right. It's not true. A wild animal is far more aware than you are. Is that so? It's not true. He is mentally alert. Whenever you are constantly placed in situations where your survival is in question, you will become mentally alert. That mentally alert thing doesn't make you aware. Awareness is not different from aliveness. Your aliveness is awareness. You know that you're alive only because you're aware, isn't it? Isn't it so? That is, how would you know you're alive? How do you know you exist? Because you're aware. When we talk about awareness, we are not saying you are not at all aware. If you are not at all aware, you would know that you are here. You are aware. It is just that you are not aware of the whole scope of what this is. You are only aware of a certain part of what this is. If we want to look at this as a mechanism, this is a kind of mechanism, an incredible mechanism, but it's still a mechanism. If I knew how many wires, even in the last moment I would have said no, but one by one, they fixed it all over. Then they said, you meditate. I said, I don't know any meditation. They said, what? You teach meditation. That's different for people who do not know how to be. I teach meditation, but I don't know any meditation. I never meditate. I said, see, if you want, I can simply sit still. Is that okay? They said, okay, you just sit still. So I simply sat. Then after some time, I feel somebody doing this. I thought, okay, they're putting one more wire or something. Just left it. Then they started poking me more and like this. I said, okay, what's wrong? They were all looking at me like, you know, either something has happened, my eyeballs have popped out, or something. I don't know, I look like an alien, whatever. Why, what happened? I mean, are you okay? I didn't change shape or something. I said, our machines are saying you're dead. At least you could be brain dead, because all of them are running flat. I said, that's a great diagnosis you got. So, about the brain being alive, I can't vouch for it, but I'm alive, you can see that. The rest of it, it's up to you. So, it is just that if the mind is off, there's no mental alertness. And it need not be, you don't have to sleep like an animal constantly, every little sound, you know, your ears go like this. That's why you are not given that kind of ears, you can move. You see how a cat or a dog is sleeping? Just a little. You don't have to sleep like that. In your bedroom, it's not an issue of survival. That's not an issue, isn't it? You can turn off the whole damn thing and sleep. Now if I go sleep in the wild, I sleep in a different way. You know, when I go out and camp, I don't pitch a tent, I just sleep on the tree. So then I sleep in a different way. I'm constantly alert because I'm on a tree branch. Either I could drop myself, like the apple that fell long time ago, or an elephant could pluck me down, or a snake could get me. So now I'm alert mentally. But when you sleep in your bed, and if you're not married, you can switch off your survival process. There's no danger. So mental alertness is necessary for survival. It's not awareness. Awareness is anywhere among. There's nothing to do about it. If you take away the distractions, it's fully on. It's always fully on. It's just that to make you conscious of that, you have to take away the distractions. So whatever you're trying to do, whatever form of meditation you're doing, all you're trying to do is take away your involvement with the distractions so that this aliveness becomes a reality.